Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
It's your choice. You can either be the San Francisco 49ers, who didn't give a damn that they're injured, who didn't give a damn that they were underdogs. You can be them and have some bite to you. Or you can be like, the Houston Texans. You had your good season. Now you're injured. Now it's woe it's me. And now we're pointing fingers at each other. Which group are you going to be? That's the big question for the Washington Commanders. Top of the 7 o'clock hour coming up on the other side here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Hell of a lot to get to. We'll get to our Monday morning headline. We'll get to our Super Six Pack. All of your Friday staples with the youngest in charge here over the next 3 hours. But when we come back, we will get into the question I teased at the open of the show. Jaden Daniels, back under center coming up on Sunday. What are your expectations? I'll tell you mine next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, We'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. Right here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, we're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Right now, want to continue to touch on Commanders and Chargers coming up Sunday. A massive, massive showdown for the Burgundy and Gold. A game that I'm calling a real pivot point in their season. That is what Sunday is. Real pivot point in this season. You're 500 right now. Month of September's over. Now you're judged for real. Now you're judged for real. Jaden Daniels said it best earlier this week. More games are lost than won in the month of September. Will you come out and grab your season by the horns coming up on Sunday? Because the moment you fall below 500, I begin to get a little worried about you. It starts getting late early when you get under 500. It's just the way that cookie crumbles. So Sunday is the return of one Jaden Daniels. And Jaden Daniels coming back is huge for this offense. It's huge for this football team. Not just from what he provides on the field in between the line standpoint. I think when five is out there, there is just a confidence that this team exudes. When Jaden Daniels is out there, this group genuinely feels like anything is possible. And guess what? They should. He showed you last year. He is a bad, bad man. What will he show us on Sunday? What will he show us on Sunday? Because the last time I saw Jaden Daniels, that's the big question. What version of Jaden Daniels do you get on Sunday? Minus Terry McLaurin. Minus Noah Brown. Minus Austin Eckler, who he had at his disposal the last time he was out there. Which version of Jaden Daniels do you get? I think you must, on Sunday, allow Jaden Daniels to be Jaden Daniels. I think you must, on Sunday, allow him to be him. Allow five to be five. That's the only way that this offense is going to be able to produce. There are going to have to be moments in time on Sunday where Jaden Daniels plays hero ball. Not a lifestyle I want him living routinely on Sunday, but they got to let it all hang out. I would run read option the first damn play of the game. Let the Chargers know, hey, you've got to be honest in defending this team. You've got to be honest in defending this rushing attack because he is a threat. If I can see that on Sunday, right off the rip, I think it'll go in Washington's favor. But if the LA Chargers make the Commanders one-dimensional, the way that they were the last time we saw Jaden Daniels, where it was 19 carries for 51 yards as a team, he needs more support than that. You give him that little support on Sunday, it's going to be a rough, rough week. In your season, it's going to get late early. Got to support him. As far as my expectations for the quarterback, Jaden Daniels, I think he'll play well. I think he will remind us all why the narrative surrounding this organization has changed. I think he'll remind us on Sunday why he won Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's got to. Got to play big. Got to play big. I would go as far as saying this. I think him playing well Sunday is more important than the result of the football game. And when I say playing well, I mean vast improvement from what we saw in weeks 1 and 2 with him. I think that's more important to me. I want to see where this kid's at. How long is it going to take for him to knock the rust off? Because he's playing on Sunday. According to Dan Quinn, playing on Sunday. According to Dan Quinn, according to Cliff Kingsbury, he's playing on Sunday. Which version of him are we going to see? Because the version we got Thursday night against the Packers was not it. The version that we got in week one against the Giants, quite frankly, was not it. Which version of Jaden Daniels are we going to see on Sunday? That's what matters to me. More than the result of the game, I might add. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can begin to line up on the phones with this. What are your expectations for Jaden Daniels' return to the lineup on Sunday? You can tweet at me as well if you want to keep the conversation going off air. It is at NELL_BTP. What are your expectations for Jaden Daniels in his return to the lineup Sunday? I expect him to play well, but I want to give you some numbers. In the two games that Jaden Daniels has played this year, I would give him a combined grade of a B. For the two games he played, I'd give him a combined grade of a B. A couple of stats here, a couple of numbers to kind of paint the picture of the last time we saw Jaden Daniels. In 2025, his sophomore year here, when he has to hold the football 2.5 seconds or longer this year in his two starts, he has been 22 of 42 for 280 yards and a touchdown. That is a 52% completion percentage when he's got to hold the football longer than 2.5 seconds. When he gets it out in 2.5 seconds or less, 21 of 29, 153 yards, two touchdowns. Goes from 52% to 72%. You know what that means? Cliff Kingsbury, I'm looking at you. Which version of Cliff Kingsbury are we going to get on Sunday? I'm asking you your expectations for Jaden Daniels. What are your expectations for Cliff Kingsbury? Because as I continue to say, running the football is a lifestyle choice. We can talk about the shortcomings of the defense all we want. How about the offense possess the football? On Sunday, the plays, what was it, 53 offensive plays that the Commanders ran? They're fewest since like 2022. Got to sustain drives on Sunday. If you want a shot to win. But as far as my expectations for the quarterback, I think he'll play well. I think he will remind us all who he is. But it can't be a superhero-like effort from him. It can't be a Herculean-type effort from the quarterback of the Washington Commanders. He needs help. I would rather him be Tito this week than Michael, if you pick up what I'm putting down. Right? I'd rather him be, Tito than Michael this weekend. I don't need him to put on his cape Sunday. I just want to win. 1-800-636-1067. Your expectations for Jaden Daniels on Sunday. Gary is in Virginia. Wants to chime in. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing, man? I don't know. They talked to me for a minute and then stuck me back, and I'm listening to y'all, and I guess I'm going to be on hold for a minute.
Oh, what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, man, I told him, I said, I'm old school, man. I've been going to games since, man, way back in the 70s. Hey, I'm listening to him now. He's like, he's blaming on Cliff Kingsbury. But, Daniels, I almost said RG3. Daniels is coming back. You know, listen, his first two games, hey, he's been behind throwing. Even on the quick passes, he was behind. He didn't look like himself. Russ, sophomore, come back out. Hey, but look, you got to remember this. It's not just Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff, he calls a good game, decent game. But, they've had a minute to look at this guy, and they know what they can do to stop those quick throws defensively. And you got some guys that are shuffled around, and you got some new guys on the offensive line. You really got to look at that. Is he going to come back and light the world up because his knee's been hurt? Nope. And by the way, nobody's going to want to hear this, but Mariota has thrown the ball way better and more accurate than Jaden Daniels even thought in his first few games that he did get to play. Can he get back to that? Sure. But, you know, you got a defense. These defenses have been looking at this cat for a minute.
Gary, I hope you're wrong. I hear you, Gary. But I don't know if I'm listening. Jaden Daniels, and the way that he performed in the first two games, Gary hit it right on the head. Against the Giants, he was inaccurate. Balls were behind guys too high. Held it for too long sometimes. Missed guys downfield. It's your first game. That's what happens. That is the consequence of not throwing a pass throughout the course of the preseason. Not having two joint practices. So, yeah, there's some rust to knock off. I don't think it's going to be perfect. That's why I'm saying I'm more invested in how he looks than whether we win or lose. Jim is in Tyson's. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm
love
good,
your
man.
Program.
Appreciate you, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. My expectation is that he'll do well. I actually kind of feel like it's a situation where you invite a friend over and he's expecting a dinner party and he shows up and you're basically having chips and a really bad light beer. I feel bad for him because let's look at this team. I mean, you've got I'd love to know this number if you guys can get this. Is how many pass completions in the 12 wins last year? I mean, he's got Ertz, he's got McCaffrey, and he's got Debo. And I know we can talk about the new draft pick guy, but we don't have any offensive weapons. But I really expect him to come out and just to be a warrior and to understand what's going on and to take what he can get. I don't see him having an interception. I just see him going out and doing the best he can. If he's 16 for 25 at the end of the game and he's 170, no interceptions and a touchdown, I think he had a great game.
I hope he can protect the football, get it out on time, and keep this group on schedule, man. I agree with you, Jim. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, a Friday staple for the youngest in charge. It's time for our Monday morning headline. What are the papers going to read after Sunday's showdown in L.A. versus the Chargers? I'll tell you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
One 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge at L. Willingham. taken. You're up to 10 o'clock. Got game one of the WNBA Finals on tap tonight. I know people around the bend super excited about that. Mercury in aces. Asia Wilson went federal this year. 23 points a game, 10 boards, 3 assists. Her and the aces will try to get game one of this best of five, and I'm super duper excited for that. They tip off in about a half hour. We'll keep you up to speed on that as we roll throughout the program. As we get to the final hour, we will take a spin around the National Football League. Week five got kicked off with an absolute banger last night between the Rams and the Niners. Good old-fashioned NFC West tilt. Mac Jones, take a bow, brother. Take a bow. Week five got kicked off with a banger last night. We will preview each and every game in week number five coming up in the final hour of the program. In this next hour, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, when you tuck the kids in, it's a Friday night, so I know you may be up a little bit late tonight. That's why we waited a little bit longer to bring him on to the program. Chris Russell is going to join us at 8:30, and I promise you, he will be unhinged. I can't guarantee much in this world. I don't know how people are going to move. I'm only responsible for me. I can promise you this, though. Take my word for it. Chris Russell will be unhinged coming up at 8:30. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Commanders and Chargers coming up Sunday. We got a big one for the old burgundy and gold. It is the pivot point of their season, in my opinion. When you consider what the schedule looks like, when you consider what is next for this group, you got to take care of business on Sunday. Jayden Daniels back in the lineup for the Washington Commanders, and I'm expecting him to play well. I'm expecting him to play well. What I want to get to right now, something I like to do each and every week, last show before a Commanders game, one of my staples I love to do, Monday morning headline. What are the papers going to read Monday morning after the Commanders and the Chargers lock horns? The Monday morning headline to me, you can line up on the phones with this at 1-800-636-1067. The Monday morning headline for me is going to be this. Jayden Daniels lifted by the defensive line in his return to action. What does that mean? I guess that's a bad headline, if I'm being honest. I don't know. You know if you won, you know if you lost. I do know this because I haven't. I'll get you a prediction before we get out of here. But my Monday morning headline is Jayden Daniels lifted by the supporting cast, dazzles in his return. All week long, I felt like this defense is getting though. My Monday morning headline. You hear that? That's me yawning when I woke up on Monday morning. Opening up my paper. Monday morning. That headline is going to read, Commanders back above 500 after the defensive line dominates in Jayden Daniels' return to action. That's my headline. Final headline right there. That's the headline. You hear that? That's the paper that hadn't come out yet. Your Monday morning
headline. Odyssey Post?
The Odyssey Post, yeah. The Odyssey Post Gazette. My Monday morning headline in the Odyssey Post Gazette is going to read, Washington's defensive line dominates as Jayden Daniels is victorious in his return to action. I've changed it like five times. But you get the point. Your Monday morning headline, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL underscore BTP.
You wouldn't like mine.
What is yours going to read?
Chargers recharge. Commanders can't power back
power up with JD back.
Wow. That was cute, Wes. That's tough. Do you want to explain why you feel that way? The floor is yours.
I mean, I just don't trust, like, we saw first game jitters, like he had in game one.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come back, him coming back with an injury, except you're playing a much better team. And you saw what the Chargers did against the Giants. You think they're going to lose back-to-back? If they had beaten the Giants, then I would be a little bit more towards the middle on this.
Huh. Want to read again?
Yeah.
Your Monday morning headline.
It goes, Chargers recharge. Commanders can't power up with JD back.
Huh. You can tweet at me with yours. It is at NELL_BTP, or you can call us at 1-800-636-1067. My Monday morning headline, if you're just joining, Commanders get back above 500 after D-line dominates in JD5's return to action. I think this D-line has an opportunity to whip ass coming up on Sunday. That is what I am banking on. If they don't, it is going to be a long, long, long afternoon. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get to your calls. We'll get your Monday morning headlines. My Monday morning headline reads like this. Commanders get back above 500 after D-line dominates in JD5's return. What is yours? 1-800-636-1067. Your Monday morning headlines next. One 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge, and Al Willingham, taking you up 10 o'clock, getting you ready for Chargers and Commanders coming up on Sunday. If you're looking for a place to come hang out Sunday and watch the game, have some adult beverages, eat some high carb foods, Honor Brewing, Sterling, Virginia. Myself, Denton Day, going to be live out on location. Honor Brewing Loudon. Make sure you come check us out. Say hello for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. 2 hours before kickoff, getting you ready for a game that I'm calling the pivot point in the Commander season. Sunday against the LA Chargers. Taking your calls on your Monday morning headline. What will the papers read after Sunday's matchup against the LA Chargers? You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. My Monday morning headline is Commanders get back above 500 after the D-line dominates in JD5's return. Anthony is in D.C., wants to give his Monday morning headline. What's up, Anthony?
What's up? How you doing?
How are you, my friend?
I'm good, but my headline gonna be Linnell done bumped his damn head thinking the defensive line gonna be the reason they win.
You don't think so?
Nah. They might be competitive enough to keep them in the game, but if they win, it's gonna have to be on offense. I mean, we ain't got no wide receivers, man.
Exactly.
We can try to run the ball, but what? So let me ask you this: how many points you think LA going to score?
I think if you can hold them under 23, you can win.
And you think we going to score more than 23 with our receiver situation?
You run the football, yeah. That is the question, son. This is the best running team in the NFL. Will they live by that principle on Sunday?
I put no validity into that because they don't run enough to justify it. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
If they were running 25 times a game at this rate, yeah, you could legitimately say that. But they don't run consistently enough to say they're the best running team in the NFL?
Well, I'll say this. The numbers clearly say so.
I hear you. I hear you with the numbers. But what's the most they run in one game?
I think that was what? Vegas?
Maybe 20.
That was the Vegas game, and that was
something like that.
Against Vegas, no. Really? Only 22? 32 times.
I'm just going off
30,
top of my
32
head.
Times.
Oh, 32 times.
32
okay.
times, yeah.
But they haven't come close to that in any other game, I will guarantee you that.
That's why I think Sunday is so important. You've seen two different versions in the span of 4 weeks. You've seen the version against the Giants and the Raiders that run the ball 30-plus times. Because against the Giants, you ran the ball 32 times as well. And then there's the version against the Packers and the Falcons where you're under 20 carries for the day. That's the question.
So let me hit you with this before I go. So a caller brought up on Kevin Sheehan's show earlier. Somebody texted him. The Chargers have been playing too deep for all the games. But the texter was saying that because of our situation, they're going to stack the box. So if they stack the box and we can't run the ball, it's going to be a long day.
I don't think a stacked box to stop you from running the ball. I'd match it. I'm going two tight ends. I'm going three tight ends. The game plan's not changing for what has been the past 2 weeks just because Jaden Daniels is in. That's how I would put it. Anthony, appreciate you as always. Enjoy your weekend, my friend. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's a hell of a point, though, that Anthony just made. Caller texted into the Kevin Sheehan show earlier this afternoon and said, that's interesting. I just feel like if you're Washington heading into Sunday, and this is going to sound old, it's going to sound very cliche, but it's about winning both sides of the line of scrimmage. Football is a very simple game. It's been played for years. Football's been played for years the same way. The team that's able to oppose its will up front on the other team usually wins. That's what needs to happen Sunday. And I think this D-line will do that. But I think the question is, how gangster will Cliff Kingsbury be on Sunday? Will they run the football? Will they treat the run game as something that benefits them, or will they treat it like it's their oxygen? Will they treat it like it's a lifestyle choice? Tim is in Virginia. Tim, your Monday morning headline. Tim.
I think the headline is going to be Washington power failure. I think Herbert's going to clear 300 and three scores. I think they're going to get absolutely murdered on Sunday.
Jeez.
Chargers score over 30. Redskins don't score over 15. They are going to get blasted Sunday.
Tim, I hope you're wrong. But honestly,
wrong.
Tim, I can see it. Oh, I can see it. But if they get blamed on Monday, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number.
So how would you feel if they just lost? Like you're saying you're going to get blasted on Sunday. What if it's a 3-point loss?
I'll still be insufferable, but it'll feel better.
All right.
I mean, right?
Yeah. I mean, I see what your point, but at the same time, it's 1-4 in the standings.
I mean, 2-3, but I pick up what you're putting down.
I mean, yeah, 2-3, but I guess it's
getting late early.
Yeah, I mean, if you get blasted, then it's like, you know, you don't have a chance.
If you get blasted, then you're a fraud. I mean, that's the way I'd have to look at you. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back. We got to hear from the offensive coordinator of your Washington Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury, earlier this week. We'll let you hear from Cliff on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan. One 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, we'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Chris Russell going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We will touch on Commanders as well as Commanders and Chargers with him as well. Super duper excited about this one. I just feel like, for Sunday's contest, there is a lot at stake for Washington. For Sunday's contest, there is a lot at stake. And it feels like if they don't win, it could get late, early. Feels like if they don't win, you're now facing, I'm not going to say it's a must win, damn, if you can't get it, you're going to have a nasty taste in your mouth. Taking your calls right now on your Monday morning headline. What would the papers read Monday after Sunday's game against the L.A. Chargers? You can tweet at me with your Monday morning headline as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. CJ is in D.C. What's up, CJ?
What's up, man? Hey, I've been trying to think of a headline, man, but I don't really have one.
What do you got?
I've been trying. You know, but I mean, I honestly, you've been calling it kind of since the spring with the, you know, with the slow start and everything. And, you know, when I talk amongst my buddies, you know, they don't like to hear it, but honestly, it's a lot of similarities with this team going back to 2012. You know, we bought in RG, you know, end up drafting RG3. And the reason why I say that is with, you know, you're a bad team for a reason. You're in a position to draft a guy because you're a poor team. At that time, we're a poor team along with a poor organization. Fast forward to drafting JD5. Now we're in a better situation. You're a better organization, but you still was a poor team. You got an old team everywhere, and you caught lightning in a bottle last year. But you still have to find a way to temper what you expect your expectations to be, because in the end, we're still a team that's trying to get to the next level. We caught some guys off guard last year, but in my opinion, I kind of temper my expectations for this year because I expected it to level off a little bit because we just not there talent wise. You know, yeah, we bought the organization and the city and everything back to life last year. It was very exciting, but the realistic part is that we still have a lot of holes and we have zero depth across the roster. You know, so going into this season where I was looking at it at, I just really want to try to see if we can take the next step. I didn't expect the Super Bowl run. I didn't expect that because we are who we are. We were in a position to draft JD5 because we were a bad team with a lot of holes. He came in similar to what RG3 did. He came in with one receiver. RG3 had Pierre Garçon.
Yep.
JD5 has Terry McLaurin. We had journeyman running backs. We had journeyman defensive backs, journeyman all the way over the roster. But we were able to catch lightning in the bottle. And it's very similar to now, except now those older guys that were journeymen are actually getting hurt. You know what I mean? So now, what do you do?
Yeah.
It's a very similar situation.
Look, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, exactly. So as a fan, I just had to find a way to temper my expectation for this year. You know, and just hope that we can, you know, that we can keep moving forward. But we just ain't got the horses, man. That's just the realistic part of it. Mm. We just don't have the horses.
Appreciate you as always, Siege. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Wow. If you weren't a grown-ass man or a grown-ass woman, Siege may have just hurt your feelings. That was a dose of reality on the Washington Commanders. I hope he's wrong with some of the things he said, but I can damn sure feel where he's coming from. That's why, to me, Sunday is so important. Sunday is so important. You got to show who the 2025 Commanders are. Were you a flash in the pan last year, and now you're back down to earth? or are you ready to be one of the powerhouses in the conference? Point blank. Point blank. I want to let you hear from the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders. This is Cut 4, Wes. Here's Cliff Kingsbury on if he needs to protect Jaden Daniels via his play calling.
Yeah, no. I think that's really why we were overly cautious with him, because we didn't want to put him out there until he can be Jaden, and that's what he's going to be, and that's how he's going to play.
Music to my ears. Music to my ears. If they are going to beat the Chargers on Sunday, they must be able to run the football, and Jaden Daniels must be an important piece of this run game. His ability to run is his secret sauce. It is what makes him a top five quarterback in the sport. It's his ability to get jiggy. If he cannot impact the game as a runner, I worry about Washington's ability to move the football. Point blank. This is Cut number 6, Wes. Cliff Kingsbury spoke at length yesterday about this Washington Commanders offense. Here's Cliff on how Jaden's return lifts this offense.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus, I think in the four times he's played, has played about as well as you can play. He's scored on, I believe, 70% of our drives. We've scored points, which is unheard of. So they're different styles, and Jaden is a unique talent. Like the way he plays, moves, throws, I mean, he's generational. And so anytime you get him back out there, it's going to lift up your team.
It's going to lift up your team. It's a shot in the arm. Even the best way that I can describe it, the baseball playoffs are going on right now. Baseball playoffs are going on right now. And when you have your ace on the mound, the guys in the outfield get to the ball faster. The shortstop's better able to get ground balls. Clubhouse is bumping. That is what Jaden Daniels represents to the Commanders. There is a sense of confidence that he routinely instills in this group, and I think we will see that on Sunday. Hopefully it rubs off on the defense. A big part of Jaden Daniels' success on Sunday is going to come down to, this is kind of what CJ was talking about, it's going to come down to if guys can get open on the perimeter. One guy that has stepped up here over the past 2 weeks has been Luke McCaffrey. Here's Cliff on where Luke has made the biggest strides.
Yeah, I think just understanding the position in our system. You know, I said it last year, we asked him to play inside and outside as a rookie, which is not easy to learn both. And I think year two, it's all slowed down for him a lot. He works really hard at it. He's a very smart football player, very self-conscious in everything he does. And I just think the confidence from going through that last year has really helped him this year. And then he's had success this year, and that always breeds success.
Success breeds success. Luke McCaffrey has been one of the feel-good stories of the season to this point. Really quiet camp, really quiet preseason, and then last week it's like, boom, here's Luke McCaffrey. He's made his impact on special teams as well, second in the NFL in kick return yards behind Deebo Samuel's teammate. So Luke has been awesome. Luke has been awesome. But let's be real about this Washington Commanders offense on Sunday. I keep saying it. It needs to be the return of exotic smash mouth football. All hands on deck. Chris Rodriguez, Bill Merritt, McNichols, Jaden, Deebo. All hands on deck in the running game on Sunday. This is Cut number 7. Over the past month, really, ever since Brian Robinson was traded, there's been plenty of discourse surrounding this Commanders running back room. And I think heading into this weekend, maybe this weekend is Separation Sunday in the running back room. I know Cliff continues to talk about liking everyone's skill set, but Bill Merritt is the real deal and is the clear-cut best back on this team. Here is Cliff on evaluating the running back group this far.
Yeah, they've all been playing at a high level. You know, Bill is exciting being a young guy. I think the sky's the limit for him as he continues to improve without the football. And then Chris, He's doing great things. When he touches it, you saw J-Mac against the Raiders had the huge run, and he's steady as they come. So I really like the three-man rotation we have going, and then we'll kind of see who gets hot as the season goes and where injuries take us and play it from there.
That's going to be the key, sticking with it, being able to ride that hot hand. I continue to say you can put on a T-shirt, you can tweet it, do whatever you want to do with it. Running the football is a lifestyle choice. And on Sunday, Washington has to decide what life they're going to live. It's cut number two coming up here. One of the reasons to me why it's so important for them to run the football, one, you want to be able to establish yourself up front and not allow the pass rush of the Chargers to tee off. They're one of the best pass rush units in the NFL, top five in sacks. They got guys that can get after you. You don't want to let them tee off. But then the other part is this. You got to stay ahead of the chains. Washington coming in to Sunday, week five, or 27th right now in the National Football League in third down conversion rate. Here is Cliff Kingsbury on third down success and how it helps the entire team.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, what it's all about. I think as a team thus far, we haven't been great at raising up together. You know, defense will get a stop, we'll go three and out, we'll score a touchdown, they'll give up a touchdown, special teams will make a play, we won't convert, and so we just have to raise up together. And anytime that we're playing well on third down and staying on the field, it definitely helps the other two phases.
For sure. For sure. This past Sunday against Atlanta, while this group was able to score, what was it, 27 points? While you were able to score 27 points Sunday against Atlanta, the numbers on third down were very good. 1 for 8. Yet you scored 27 points, but you're 1 for 8, meaning you could not sustain drives. Has to happen on Sunday. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's do this. Wednesday, I was out in Ashburn in the locker room. I got the chance to catch up with two defenders for the Washington Commanders. Trey Amos, rookie corner, as well as Jacob Martin, one of the pass rushers on this unit. We'll let you hear from those guys next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.